Namandavatu, 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 namandavatu. Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to our Terakoya week. This week, we'll be talking about the six paramitas. The six paramitas are six virtues, or six things we try to do in our lives to live a happy and peaceful life according to the teachings of the Buddha. So today we're going to be talking about the first one of those, generosity, dana, or giving. Giving. And we're going to hear a story each day this week. We're going to hear a story about a different animal. And these animals are the friends and the Buddha himself. The Buddha and his friends before he became a Buddha. So in the teachings of the Buddha, we're taught that we go through many different lives, sometimes born as a human, sometimes the Buddha was born in the animal world. And so at the end of each story, I want you to think very carefully about the different characters that were in that story. Think about which one of those characters was the Buddha in a previous life before he was born as the Prince Siddhartha. So the first story that I'm going to share with you is about four animals, four friends. The first animal was a rabbit. Then there was a monkey, an otter, and a jackal. A jackal is a kind of dog, sort of like a coyote. So these animals lived in the forest. And as animals do, they spent each day trying to find food. That's what animals do. Some of you may have pets who spend all day sleeping. And that's because they don't have to look very far to find food. They just go to their dog dish or their cat dish and get their food that you prepare for them. But wild animals have to spend all day long looking for their food, looking for their breakfast, their lunch, their dinner. But at the end of the day, these animals, these four animals, would get together and they would spend some time listening to each other, talking and discussing, and especially listening to the rabbit, because the rabbit was their teacher. The rabbit was very wise and very compassionate. On one day, the rabbit was teaching about generosity. He was teaching about compassion and about sharing things with others. And the rabbit taught that the important thing with generosity is to think about others' needs instead of thinking about yourself first. So think about when you have guests come over to your house, right? Do you offer them the first piece of pizza or the first piece of cake, or do you just take it for yourself, right? We usually offer the best things to our guests and we receive what is left over afterwards, right? And the Buddha taught this is how you should practice generosity. This is also what this rabbit taught, that this is the way to be generous. This is the way to share with others, right? And even if there's just one piece left, right? There's just one piece, rather than taking that for ourselves, to allow our guests to have it. So not to think about what I will receive or what I will get. It's just like when we go to birthday parties. Sometimes we go to a birthday party and we think about the nice gift that we brought for our friend. Maybe we also think about what kind of nice gift they would bring if we invite them to our birthday party. So maybe we try to get them a nice gift thinking they'll get me a nice gift. But the rabbit taught that no, this is a mistaken way of thinking. That the way of thinking should be to give without thinking about what you'll receive in return. So there was a very powerful being at that time named Shapra. He was a deva, and he was able to look down on all the world and see the way that people were living and animals were living, and he heard this rabbit, and he thought, wow, I would really love to go into this forest and to experience the generosity of these animals. So the rabbit and the jackal and the monkey and the otter, one day, while they were enjoying their time in the woods, this Shapra took the form of a traveling monk or traveling priest and came into their village and as he came in, they saw him and they said, "Wonderful, we have a guest. No one ever comes to visit us in our forest. We're so happy. Now let's practice generosity. Let's show him some good hospitality." And so first the monkey climbed up a tree, found a beautiful ripe mango. Then the otter traveled down to the river and he found some fish that were just lying on the side of the banks. And so he called out three times, "Whose fish are these? Whose are these?" No one responded. And so the otter knew that those were just left there. Maybe they had jumped out of the water, or he wasn't sure how they got there, but he was confident that they didn't belong to anyone else. So he brought those as hospitality for their guest. Then the jackal searched the woods and he found a nice juicy lizard and a bowl of yogurt. And he brought those for their guests to enjoy. But the rabbit, he was seeing all his friends bringing these gifts, and he became very sad because he didn't have anything to give. He didn't have anything that he could share with their guest. So he thought, "Well, you know, I usually eat grass, but grass is pretty bitter. I don't think he wants some grass that I've been chewing on. So what can I offer? What can I offer?" And then he remembered that if you're not able to bring a gift, that you can also practice generosity through your body. You can be helpful. You can share something. You can offer something that you can do with your own body. Maybe you could help someone cross the street, or help them wash the dishes, or do a favor for them, help them lift something or carry something. The rabbit thought, "What I can do is I can offer a delicious rabbit dinner." Rabbit dinner. So he went to their guests and he said, "You know, I have a gift for you, but while I prepare it, I'd like you to start a fire." And so the guest started a fire, and there was a nice fire. He grilled the lizard and the fish. He enjoyed eating those. He drank the yogurt. He had the mango. But the rabbit thought, "Wow, he still looks hungry." So what did the rabbit do? He ran and he leapt onto the fire. And when he landed on the fire, rather than being burned by the flames, Chakra had amazing powers. And so as the rabbit landed on the fire, it was as if he had jumped into a nice cool stream. And the smoke that rose up from the fire then went all the way to the moon, and Chakra made sure that there was a nice image of the rabbit on the moon. So if you look up at the moon, you can see there's an image of a rabbit pounding mochi. And that is this rabbit placed up there to remind us to practice generosity, to live as he lived. Even if we don't have a lot of money or a lot of nice presents, that we can practice generosity with our whole lives. So this isn't a story, of course, about jumping into fires. Rather, this is a story about practicing generosity with your whole life, making your whole life a way of giving and sharing. This is the very first of the six paramitas, perhaps the first thing, our first entry into how to live these teachings of the Buddha. So if we follow this wisdom of the rabbit, then we can also come to live this life of peace and harmony, peace of mind. Right? So think carefully, who in this story do you think is the Buddha? Who in this story exhibits the wisdom and compassion, the generosity and the kindness that the Buddha teaches in the six paramitas? Okay, so this will conclude my talk. Please join me in gassho. Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu, Namam.